Excerpt from A Devotee's Diary by Dennis J. Hattel. A Devotee's Diary follows the preface of In Search of Self by Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat. Tuesday, November 1, 1977, Arunachala Ashrama, Bridgetown, Nova Scotia, Canada, 9:15 p.m. I have just come back from the temple and found Bhagavat asleep with his head completely submerged under the blankets. This morning, he didn't come to the temple at 4:30 a.m., but told me tomorrow I should wake him, for he is anxious to reside in the temple. I noticed that it seems to take him some time to become active in the mornings. From all appearances, one would think that he is lazy or inactive. This thought easily comes to mind, but the truth is otherwise. It is only the great pull of his inwardness that prevents activity. He often quotes Bhagavan Ramakrishna, who said, "When a pitcher of water is only a little filled, it will make all kinds of noise. But once it is filled to the brim, it cannot make any noise." Today, I asked Bhagavat, "You always write, 'My breath is merged in the heart.' Does this mean you stop breathing?" He said, "No, not that. But instead of the breath flowing outwards, I feel it flowing into the heart. I feel the thought and breath merging in the heart." As far as words, he can explain it. It is just that. Also, the other day he said that those people, referring to someone who has taken up the mission of saving animals, love everyone else, but do not love themselves. Today, I asked what exactly he meant by this. He explained, they want to save everyone, but will not take the time to save themselves. They should do this first. I remember reading in my high school days what Swami Ramatirtha wrote, wanted reformers, not those with university degrees, but those who have reformed and can control themselves. This is exactly in line with what Sri Bhagavan says. First, realize yourself, and then, if you wish to reform others, by all means, do so.